I'm Gerald Rodriguez, and today I'm joined by Chef Steven Rodriguez, who's here talking about this upcoming event called the Boricua Dinner Experience at the Dune Valley Distillery in Moscow, Colorado. That's going to be on September 1st and 2nd. So thank you and welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here.
So from what I understand, the Valley Roots Food Hub is the one that's kind of putting this together. The Dune Valley Distillery over there in Moscow is actually a brand new space. So can you tell us a little bit about this event?
Yeah, so I've been working with Nick and the Food Hub for a couple of years now. And this past winter, so the January of 2023 here, we're trying to figure out how we could do an event and kind of showcase some of the food that's coming out of the San Luis Valley there. And Nick and I kind of brainstormed this idea to kind of open up the Dune Valley Distillery and do a food series, a farm series in this location. Yeah, we've been hard at work just kind of building up the atmosphere, and I've been personally designing the menus, working with the seasons and what's available, and to offer our potential guests, whoever comes out to these events, to give them an experience that they may not be super familiar with.
Yeah, so for our listeners out there that don't know, what does Boricua mean?
Boricua is an individual from Puerto Rico. And so for me, it's an homage, you know, using it as my business name. It's an homage to my Puerto Rican side of the family to share like the flavors and some of the culture that I grew up with in my household. And so what I like to do is I like to use my Puerto Rican background and utilize the ingredients that are coming out of Colorado here. So it's a little fusion dance, if you will.
So it's going to be a mixture of basically some of the dishes that you put together on your own, but you're going to be using a lot of like local foods, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's a huge local approach. To me, that's when I started the business, that's where I wanted to take it. I wanted to support the farmers and ranchers and the people that are growing the food here in Colorado, but utilized flavors and some recipes that I've kind of grown up with and love and hold dear. So yeah, it's like a bridge between the ingredients that are here and some of the recipes and flavors that I grew up with.
So can you give us a little background on yourself? You're from northern Colorado, right?
I'm currently over in Breckenridge, Colorado, so Summit County here. I got my start kind of more so over in Florida, you know, and I grew up in Florida. And after a little while, I never went to culinary school or took a formal training like that. Instead, I started traveling the world and kind of working with various masters and picking up the craft. So a little bit of like self-taught, but just paying attention to these high-end chefs where, you know, I've cooked from everywhere over in Bangkok and Thailand to Reykjavik and Iceland and Puerto Rico even. So these chefs I've worked with have really helped me hone in my skills and dial in my technique.
And so what got you all connected to the Valley?
The Valley, Sheldon Rocky, he runs White Rock Seed over there. And I was looking for some potatoes a couple of years ago. Initially, I had done this search, right, where I was trying to connect with farmers and ranchers. And I was on various social media platforms. And Sheldon popped up. And, you know, I found out that he was selling these really beautiful potatoes. And through Sheldon, I was looking to try and buy them, try and get access to them. And he had mentioned that I should work with, or at least talk with, Nick over at the Valley Food Hub. That's kind of the initial beginning was, you know, a series of emails and just trying to get set up. And once I met Nick, everything started kind of coming into place.
And so will this be the first kind of event you've ever done here?
Down in Moscow, yes. We had done one back in August, and it was a real success. We had a great turnout. The people were really enjoying the space we created and the food and the showcasing. We'll also be doing one in a couple more days, September 1st and 2nd. And this will be the last one for the season. We're going to kind of hit the halt button through the winter season. But there are conversations and discussions being had to bring this back late spring or even early summer.
So what are some of the dishes you're going to prepare that day?
So I work a lot with a whatever is kind of currently available. It's very seasonal. Kind of to start us off, I like to prepare a couple snacks for the guest. And the snacks can include everything from utilizing some local teas and fruits and like a welcoming juice. The one on this week's menu coming up, it's going to be a bee balm peach agua fresca. And so we're taking these lovely peaches that are being grown here in Colorado. We're juicing those down and then infusing it with some tea, some bee balm actually, from Infinity Farm. And then we have a couple of different little plates showcasing various meats. We have like a chicken skin torta, and I'm kind of cooking the chicken how my grandmother taught me growing up, and then doing a really cool kind of like cracker texture-like element with the chicken skin there, almost like a little chicken chicharrón, if you will. We'll have a vegetarian ceviche using beets, some cherries that have been grown here. One thing I'm really looking forward to is the short ribs. I slow cooked those for a long time. It's about like a 12 to 16 hour process. And then I'll be serving that with a quinoa green chimichurri and a potato foam. Yeah, we had run a version of the short ribs on the last mini back in August, and it was a real treat for the guests to enjoy. Everybody I talked to tableside after the meal were just that was one of their favorites that kind of stood out to them. So I really liked working with the product last time. I wanted to bring it back. But again, just kind of showcasing a different light, a different element.
Well, if you're barely joining us out there, I've been speaking with Chef Steven Rodriguez, who's going to be putting on this event called the Boricua Dinner Experience. That's going to be at the Dune Valley Distillery in Mosca, Colorado. That's going to be on September 1st and 2nd. And what time is it? I'm assuming it's going to be around dinner time, right?
Correct. Yeah. On the first there, which would be the Friday, it'll be a dinner service that evening. And then Saturday, you actually have the option to join us for lunch, or if later is more preferred, we have a dinner service on Saturday as well.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to discuss before we do wrap up?
Yeah. So it's just been a real treat. I want to give a major shout out to the San Luis Valley and the people down there. Me being up in Breckenridge, it's just been a real pleasure to start working with those communities, those people down in the valley. And I'm just in absolute awe of what's coming out of there and the hard work that those individuals are doing. So I'm just quite thankful. And I just wanted to give like a little gratitude, a little thank you to the people in the San Luis Valley for people such as Nick, you guys down at the radio for helping create some more awareness. It's just a really cool platform and community to share and to work with. So I just want to say thank you guys.
Well, I'd like to thank you too. This has been really cool to hear about this. I always like these different kind of experiences being brought to the valley. You know, it's something you don't get to really see that often around here.
And that's exactly what we've been trying to do, is just showcase what's down there, what's been happening, and do it in a more kind of like modern light through my food. And again, it's a real treat to work with and to showcase. And I think for those who may be unfamiliar, it would be truly a special experience to be a part of. So definitely come by, check us out, and we'd love to have you at the table with us.
Well, I'd like to thank you so much for being here with us today and discussing this, and I hope you have a really great turnout.
I think so, Gerald. We're on set for a good weekend, and looking forward to seeing whoever makes it out there with us and to cook for them.
So do you have any contact information if people would like to get in touch with you?
Yeah, best way would probably be through social platforms. You can find me at Boricua, that's Boriqua, period food, or foods, excuse me, that is plural. Or you can reach me at my website at boricuafood.com. Either one of those is chock full of information and ways to get a hold of me, or at least see the kind of style and way I like to present my food.
Awesome. Well, thank you once again, Stephen.
Yeah, it was a total treat, Gerald. You have a great day.
You too. For KRZA News, I'm Gerald Rodriguez.